Get autographed copies of New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Bryan's books at www.starstyleradio.com. Get inspired and motivated to be your best self with Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts, and Be the Star You Are for Teens. Buy cases at a deep discount to give away as gifts and premiums. Visit www.starstyleradio.com or call 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR.
Have a plan for your life. You've set goals. You know where you want to go. Congratulations on finding Star Style. Be the star you are. Our vibrant hosts, passion, purpose, and possibility producer Cynthia Bryan and her energetic daughter, healthy living specialist Heather Brittany, share the best roads, fastest detours, and successful strategies for a life worth living. Reach your potential with their personal achievement coaching, miracle moments, inspiring guests, titillating interviews, and business bites. Be introduced to new books and innovative ideas that encourage you to live a positive, sustainable lifestyle while achieving your dreams. Ignite your power. Make a difference in the world and shoot for the stars. It's the power hour of living, loving, laughing, and learning. On Star Style, be the star you are. Lend us your ears. The party starts now.
Never say never. Live your dream.
Well, today is a huge party for all of us. Hello, Power Partners. Welcome to our informational playground of Star Style, Be the Star You Are, brought to the airwaves under the auspices of Be the Star You Are charity. We are celebrating today. Today is the actual 17th anniversary of the founding of Be the Star You Are, and I'm here with my co-host, Heather Brittany. Hello, Heather.
Hello, hello.
And of course, I'm Cynthia Bryan, and we are going to be sharing some memories of the past 17 years. We are coming to you live on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, and we strive to seed, stimulate, and support space for positive, meaningful conversations because we want to catapult you from wishing upon a star to actually landing on them, because we know that the shortcut to life and living your dreams is to know that you already have arrived. The miracle moment for today is brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity. Again, celebrating 17 years of being a top-rated nonprofit. You can go and make a donation today to help us celebrate. Go to bethestarur.org. And this is from a source unknown, but it's a quote I use quite often. Yard by yard, life is hard. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. And it's a very true, it's a very, very true quote. And Heather and I will talk to you about some of the hardships and some of the tribulations that we've had. But let me just tell you what's going to be happening in this show. Coming up in segment two, we have a very special guest. Dr. Don Martin will be joining us. He has been on the show before because he is the author of Roadmap for Graduate Study, a guide for prospective graduate students, and a longtime supporter of Be the Star You Are charity. So he was excited to join us in our party today. And then in segment three, we're going to just give kids a boost with books and really talk about the importance of reading and why the only way to be a leader is to be a reader. But right now, Heather and I just want to reminisce about 17 years of empowerment and how Be the Star You Are came to be. Well, Heather, if I had a crystal ball and knew how hard it was going to be to not only launch the charity, but to keep a nonprofit going only with donations, of course, I don't think I would have ever done it. I mean, you know what we started with. I think you were 12 or 13 when I started, because we actually formed the charity in 1998 and then got our 501c3 status on 9/9/99. So I took that to be a good omen.
A good omen.
Well, tell us some of your, what do you remember from the early days when you were a young teen? Did you think this was going to be a worthwhile organization, something that was making the difference that it is making today?
Well, you know, I think at that age, it started, you know, when it's just a small grassroots thing, I thought, you know, it would be important, but I didn't think I understood the value of what it's become today, and now as an adult, and really seeing the whole growth of it, of seeing what's happened. I mean, it's just as everything with the charity and volunteers over time, and, you know, just things of, I think what's been really astounding is the various outreach programs that Be the Star You Are has worked with. And then when you've gotten these letters, these things from the juvenile detention centers where they've gotten your books, or just those kind of things, I think that's what's really been remarkable to me is, I think a lot of times, as you probably experience it the most, you know, really being in the trenches with things that, with many times with charities, you know, when something you're so passionate about, I mean, that's why you started, to help others, to do, as you know, with the charity thing, there isn't financial backing in that. And in order so that you yourself doesn't have become a charity, you know, the struggles of finding the finance and proving, you know, to other people that this is a worthwhile cause. And I know times, you know, with many things in life, it feels that, you know, am I the only one, you know, that cares about this or sees this? And then when you start seeing the response from people, I think that was
right. Great.
I just remember, you know, when you get these letters, it was like, who is it with these people saying, you know, either directly about the charity, about how, you know, thank you so much, you know, for your team coming out here and doing this. Or I just remember, I think it was someone that actually stole your book and wrote to you. I think they sent a check too and said, you know, that they had sold the book, and then actually, like, and just kind of stole it as something to steal, not really looking at it or whatever, and then read it and then was so affected. And I feel that, you know, your book, Be the Star You Are, really affects, it really is, you know, sort of just a big thing about what the charity is about, in a way, is of just all these, you know, life goals and lessons, and, you know, just a way of making the best of you, being the star you are, and doing that for everyone else.
For listeners that may not
so affected.
Right, Ralph. Well, for listeners who may not know that story, and yes, Heather, you're so right. I think that for me, because all of us here at Be the Star You are volunteers. It's 100% volunteer organization. When I first founded the charity, I didn't intend it that way. And in fact, when we first started, I had put aside money from my acting and modeling work to pay employees, not to pay myself, but just to have an assistant. Well, within a few months, that money was completely gone on salaries, and donations were not coming in. And so we had to rethink the charity part and realize that everybody who participates had to be dedicated to the cause, and we all had to be volunteers. But the story that Heather is referring to, and it's one that still touches my heart, and the interesting part about it is I still get letters like this, you know, weekly that are very similar, was I was speaking at a national conference, and at the end of the speaking was autographing books, which were for sale. So the books were being sold, and somebody ran up, stole a book, ran out. Everybody was like shocked, you know, like, stop that person. And we just felt, well, you know, she probably needs it more than we do. But, you know, at first you're upset because you got to buy all your books. And the charity still didn't have any money. And, you know, you're trying to buy these books. And I was actually funding everything. And it was a full year, maybe 14 months later, I get this letter in the mail saying how sorry this person was, that she was a kleptomaniac and a drug addict, and that she had stole the book just to steal the book. But something miraculous happened. She actually read it, and she decided she had to make amends, change her life. And so she was going to all the people she had hurt and making amends with them. And out fell not only the money for the book, but double the amount of the book. So it was really one of those stories that, you know, just it really touched my heart. I mean, and recently, my husband and I were at actually a winery, a wine tasting, and the lady behind the counter just was so lovely that I thought, you know, I just want to give her a book. And this is maybe 6 months ago, and just a few weeks ago got this incredible letter from her, as if that book was meant to be to her. And she wrote this full page about how the book has changed her life, and she opened it to the chapter that was the chapter she needed. And she said, you were just like an angel to come in that day. And it was interesting. So Be the Star You Are has done some really great things for people. But I think some of my proudest moments are what we've done with youth and with the teenagers. Because we have, as you alluded to, the youth programs. You know, we have the Star Teen Book Review. We had 3 years where I was getting young people writing for the newspaper. And I had over 100 kids that were able to get published. We published the book Be the Star You Are for teens. And we had 38 young people.
I think what's also really impressive for the charity as well is, again, especially now with it being a positive thing within schools, is that, you know, more schools, and especially in the area that Be the Star You Are is located, there are schools that now that require you that you have to have an X amount of community service. And usually, you know, when kids are given, you know, community service things, it's usually something of like, okay, you know, I just got to fill, you know, get whatever I need to get. The people, for the most part, isn't, you know, some people, and I'm not speaking for all, it's kind of general, but for the most part, you know, when it's something, it's viewed as like a task, a home, something that, ugh, I'm not getting paid for this, it's going to take time, you know, all these kind of things. People want to kind of just get in, get out. And not to say that, you know, that doesn't happen. Of course, you know, all charities experience that. But with charity, there's been some really, really remarkable youth, some people that got involved that purely got involved in the beginning of, oh, hey, this is one that's local, close to my town, it'll be convenient, you know, I'll be able to get in my hours, and then actually really got involved and stayed on for it for, you know, a couple years until they left for college. And amazing enough, you've had many of your students who are still, you know, still very close towards you, so many of the volunteers, some of your volunteers that have gone to extreme Ivy League that you helped write, you know, their letter of recommendations because they joined this, and then they were so affected. They got friends to join that it became something they really cared about. And I remember,
It's interesting. Today is the birthday of one of the volunteers, Rachel Glass, who started with us when she was 12. And she's now graduated college. She's been one of the radio reporters on Express Yourself. She's still with the charity. And the great thing is that she still loves it so much that she's actually one of our social media kind of stars that posts things for us. And what she recently wrote is that she wouldn't have the job she does today or the education. She went into broadcasting. She became the president of the National Youth Broadcasting Association. Without Be the Star You Are. And as you said, so many of the kids, there were 5 teen entrepreneurs this year honored in Washington, D.C. And two of the 5 of the whole United States were Be the Star You Are kids. So that's pretty exciting. Yes, so I really am proud of all that. We have Express Yourself Teen Radio, which is broadcasting on our sister network at Voice America Kids, and that's been on the air now for 4 years weekly and is a top show. And it's all kids hosts and all kid reporters. And the book review team, I don't even know. I've lost count of how many book reviews have been published by the kids now. Something maybe getting close to 2,500 book reviews, something like that. So it really is teaching people to read and succeed. And this is, you know, one of the things why I was excited that Dr. Don Martin's going to join us today, because he talks about graduate study, is because as Matt, our engineer here, was saying, wow, 17 years, many of your kids now have, you know, they started young. They went through grammar school, junior high school, college, grad school. And yes, some of them are out in the world now and have their own families. And it's very exciting to know that we are carrying on. And while I'm saying that, I just want to let people know, if you would like to make a contribution as a anniversary gift to Be the Star You Are, we invite you to go to BeTheStarYouAre.org and click on donate. Or if you just want to make it easy, you can just use the letters BTSYA.com. Well, Heather, I want to get to your part in it, because you were what we called a teen angel. When I first launched this, and we really launch this together, because you have always been my I want to say confidant, partner in all things, and you started this radio show with me. And we've been doing the radio show now since 1998, and you were just a kid then. So do you remember how you recruited so many of your friends? You put on Angel
Week. Yeah, I remember the first event. Yeah, there was the big golf charity event. And yeah, and friends. And yeah, I mean, it was fun for just today. I mean, any chance to dress up and costume thing. But yeah, I forget if that was freshman year for 13, 14, but yeah, dressing up with the little angel wings and helping out at the event and doing face painting and the goodie bags and the raffles and all that kinds of stuff. Yeah.
You know, it is. It was really fun. Well, and we still today continue. We haven't ever done another golf tournament. Might be because I'm not a golfer, and I don't know if we have any people that are volunteers for the charity. But you know, we have now the amount of people that have volunteered for the charity in the last 17 years, and some, as Heather said, have stayed for many, many years, and some, you know, they come for a certain amount of time and then they move on. But we are getting close to the 500,000 mark of people, and so that's a lot. I don't mean people.
Wow.
I mean volunteer hours. Excuse me. I don't mean people. I mean volunteer.
Wow.
Hours, but still, that's a lot of volunteering that people have done. And, you know, it's really great to have that the philanthropic feeling. We've also given free books to 90 different organizations across the United States. And we have served about 400,000 individuals and families that have suffered some kind of tragedy, whether it be, you know, that something is from Mother Nature or a fire or just that they needed resources. So we're getting close to having distributed $1.8 million in resources. Even though we don't have dollars to do things, somehow we're able to just continue. You know, somehow it seems like it just... We keep moving on, right? We keep moving on.
Yeah. But just as you said, you know, it's, you know, there's the little things of every day of not even asking for the handout, but it's just doing so much positive. And, you know, it's always, I feel like every time people come in contact with the charity and see all the good things, always say this thing, oh, this is such a great organization. And you feel terrible, you know, having to discuss money things. But again, you need that small, those little things that enables us to have the booth, to send, I mean, just for shipping and stuff, for these things of promoting literacy and especially positive media. And I mean, constantly, what do we see on the TV, on the news, on the internet? We are so polluted with so much negativity. And one of the main things with Be the Star You Are is literacy, of course, the reading, but also just positive forms of media. I can't, one thing just right off the bat is the teen radio show with that, of having kids, just exposing them. You said one of the former volunteers is now, you know, head of this teen broadcasting thing, and it all started with there is exposing, getting youth involved, starting it just, you know, starting people at young age in positive, healthy, happy, good things promotes for positive, happy adults. And just as we know, kids, you know, get involved with drugs, alcohol, gangs, that their life kind of goes into that other direction. So kind of occupying kids with great positive things, especially, you know, with books. And now it seems such an odd, tangible thing of, you know, even if it was on a Kindle, you know, these apps, anything with, there's something I feel that I don't know, the pure pleasure of having an actual tangible book of things and the power of knowledge. And we've seen how certain books just explode with kids. I mean, the thing of the Harry Potter thing, how that got kids reading, or, you know, these things that have eventually come into movies that kids aren't directly going to the movies. They're going to the books first, if they want to know that. And just to have kids reading is so fantastic. And I think that people deserve to have access to that. And
Well, that's the other part of Express Yourself. Teen Radio is giving young people a voice. And that's our goal, is to let people express themselves and be the stars they were born to be while we encourage them. And we're very happy that people are reading because, again, you know, to be a leader, you must be a reader. We have our motto, read, lead, succeed. Well, Heather, we're at the end of our this party segment, and I want to get to Dr. Don Martin because we're going to find out what has happened in his life since we've last spoke. But he is an expert on graduate schools, and he has helped so many people around the world go to the next step and to really find their dream occupation through studies. So when we come back from break, we're going to be talking to the amazing Dr. Don Martin, so we don't want you to go away. But Heather, give out the websites.
Most definitely. We want you to go to BeTheStarYouAre.com as well as BeTheStarYouAre.org.
And don't forget, we are celebrating today our 17th anniversary. It's a big one. Come and party with us and consider making a donation in honor of 17 years of giving back and making a difference in the community, our country, and in the world. You're listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Whitney.
And we're coming to you live on the Voice America Network. We are on the Empowerment Channel, and we hope that you are feeling empowered. Back in a bit with Dr. Don.
The star you are, the star you are, be the star you are, you are.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise, passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 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 and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
Be the star you are. You are the star.
Plug in your headphones and tune in to enlightening interviews with acclaimed authors and success experts as our Oprah of the airwaves, Cynthia Bryan, gabs with the gurus. Lend us your ears for the Power Hour on Star Style. Be the star you are. Now, here's Cynthia Bryan.
Find all you need.
Well, we are celebrating today, as you know, it's 17 years of Be the Star You Are since our founding. So we are so excited that you have stayed with us, and especially because our very special guest today is Dr. Don Martin. What do you call somebody who has 99% of his coaching clients admitted to one or more of their graduate schools of choice? I call that an expert. So, oh, he is with us now. He wrote the book Roadmap for Graduate Study, a guide for prospective graduate students. Hello, Dr. Don. Welcome.
Hello,
back.
Cynthia. It's so good to be back with you. And please let me mention, happy anniversary. This is very exciting to be on your anniversary show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, you've been a big part of being special to us here at Be the Star You Are. You've always been a supporter. You've guided students through the whole graduate study. You've been on the show Express Yourself with our teens, and everybody loved you. And I just thought this would be the perfect show because, you know, we're talking about reading, leading, succeeding. And, of course, you're a coach. You have 28 years in graduate enrollment and student services. You've been dean of, like, everything, admissions. You've been a financial aid, and you've been a dean of students. You've been at Columbia, University of Chicago, Northwestern, Wheaton, and you've spoken all over the country and most parts of the world. So fill us in on some of the exciting things that have transitioned or changed in the last few years when it comes to schools, grad schools, and just students in general.
Well, I have to tell you, I will absolutely do that. But right before I do, I want to let you know and your audience, Cynthia, that actually interviewing with you on August 14th, 2008 was my very first ever interview after I started Grad School Roadmap. I had started on July 1st that year, and yours was the very first interview I ever did. And it's been an absolutely incredible journey, and I believe that interview truly began helping me to create what I'm doing now. So I have to say thank you again for taking a chance and letting me interview with you 7 years ago.
Oh, that is so, see, another, this is another milestone. It's another anniversary, 7 and 17. I remember that interview so well, Dawn, because it was really different than anything. And what's so wonderful about your roadmap for graduate study, the book, which you've updated and you have an international version, is how simple it was to understand. And so, it was like you were just so forthright with this whole idea, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because background is really fascinating. Your background is so fascinating.
Thank you. And it's really true. In my opinion, earning a degree, whether it's an undergraduate, but in my case, based on my background and expertise, a graduate degree is as much about believing in yourself and demonstrating persistence and determination, which is why I feel so connected to Be the Star You Are. That's what you do for so many, is to help them to believe in themselves. And I meant what I said. If I can do this, anyone can. Yes, it takes some degree of academic ability, but many people think they can't go to graduate school, perhaps because they don't think they're intelligent enough, or they're not young enough, or they're not this or that. That is absolutely not true. And I have, since now starting Grad School Roadmap 7 years ago, had the privilege of working with hundreds of students of all ages, all different disciplines, various different graduate programs they're interested in, helping them navigate that journey. And at the end of the day, yes, 99% of them have been admitted to one or more of their graduate schools of choice, and many have received scholarships. And to me, that's the greatest payment I could ever receive, is their ability to move on and achieve their goals, believe in themselves, persist, exercise determination, and actually succeed in going to graduate school. It has been absolutely incredible.
See, that just speaks volumes about who you are as a person and the integrity that you bring to the discipline, because you make everything, as I said when I read the book, you make it understandable. You make it available for everyone. And on top of that, you've shown all of these students how they can actually finance it as well.
Yes.
And
yes.
Something, and I emailed this to you, but I'm looking now at the picture that you first, I have your original book, and
yes,
I'm looking at the picture that you first sent me versus the picture of you today, which
yes,
I just am so crazy about this new picture, because I think that this new picture embodies the person that you've become since the time you started on this journey of Roadmap for Graduate Study, because I actually see in your photograph the energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement that you have for your students. I see it.
I absolutely love what I do. I certainly enjoyed my work when I was in full-time higher ed at some of the institutions, or all of the institutions that you mentioned. But when I made the decision to move out on my own, and of course that was a risk that I took at the time, I wasn't sure exactly how things were going to play out, but it has been an absolutely incredible journey. And the opportunity now that I have to work with students, not just promoting one particular institution or program, but actually, the way I look at it, Cynthia, I'm actually promoting my clients now and what it is they would like to accomplish, helping them narrow down their choices to the institutions to which they're going to apply. As you know, the first chapter of my book is all about the research process. I think the biggest mistake prospective graduate students make is not doing enough research at the front end to really find the program that will fit best for them. And that has been such a joy to me to help my clients do that and end up finding programs sometimes that otherwise they may never have thought about and that end up being the place where they enroll and earn that graduate degree. So it has been just an incredible journey. As you said, I've spoken about graduate school and navigating the graduate school admissions process literally all over the world now. I just signed on my very first coaching client from Africa this past week. I'm extremely excited about that opportunity. And there are more clients coming all the time from both within the United States but outside of the U.S. And my book sales, believe it or not, have continued. I'm about to reprint my book. There will be an updated version in the next year or so. But even so, this book that's been out on the market is the only one that I know that combines information on not just the application process, but also, as I mentioned earlier, the research process before you apply. And then there's a whole chapter on succeeding once you're enrolled in graduate school. I have seen nothing out there about that. And for me, my two graduate school experiences were some of the best in my life. And I wanted to share this information with students to help them not only in terms of funding their graduate experience, but enjoying it to the fullest. And so I am feeling like one of the luckiest people on earth to have found a profession I love, to have had a chance to work at it in full-time capacity for 28 years, and now 7 more years working on my own. So a total of 35 years working in higher education and in particular graduate admissions and enrollment services. It has been absolutely everything I could have ever hoped for and more. And that's the energy I hope to pass along to my clients and to the students with whom I have the privilege of speaking.
Well, and how fortunate these students are, because as you said, is where, as before, when you were a dean of admissions at one particular college or whatever, you were working for one particular establishment of higher learning. Now yes. You can offer the universe, because yes. Now you yes. really get to know your clients on a one-to-one basis. You know what makes them tick. You know what makes them be the stars that they are, and you can give advice and guide them to the place that is going to serve their needs the best and where they'll be successful. And as you said, happy. Now, before we go further, I want to just give out that website because I want to do it a few times so people can go there. It's gradschoolroadmap.com. gradschoolroadmap.com, and we're speaking with Dr. Don Martin, and he is the author of Roadmap for Graduate Study, a guide for prospective graduate students. Now, what I have always loved about this book, and I hope that in when you do a rewrite, Don, that you will continue this format because it was so terrific the way you did it, is I like especially chapter 4 where you have the frequently asked questions.
Yes.
You do questions and answers. And they yes. are questions that everybody has. And you answer them in a matter-of-fact, straightforward, easy-to-understand way. And you also tell little side stories along the
yes.
way that makes it understandable. So you must have a lot more incredible stories now since you've been, you know, in 7 years of coaching on your own and traveling the world. Is there anything that really stands out that might be a bit different than what you were, you know, advising 7 or 8 years ago?
Well, actually, to be honest, what I did not anticipate I would be doing when I first started out was the level of one-on-one coaching that I'm doing. I thought I would be focusing on speaking engagements and perhaps consulting with institutions related to their enrollment management services for graduate students, which I have done. But about 5 years ago, a student contacted me and asked me if I would provide some coaching services to him one-on-one. And that's how this evolved. It was the right time, it was the right individual. And from that, something grew, and I have never advertised my services. I have not yet advertised them other than having a short blurb on my website. But in terms of any sort of other advertising, this has largely been word of mouth. And with a 99% success rate, I have ended up being fortunate to have other folks or folks I've worked with tell others about me so that I've been able to do more and more. But the one thing that I have found most rewarding, and at times it's discouraging in the sense that so many people feel this way, it is those individuals who feel that they can't do this, that something in the past has prevented them from being able to realize this dream of a graduate education. And my greatest joy, Cynthia, truly, my greatest excitement, my greatest fulfillment has been in helping those individuals, many of them who I've coached, to come to believe that they actually can do this. This is not an impossible task, even in terms of financing. It is doable. It is expensive. You need to plan in terms of financing, of course, but it is doable. And in terms of the academic work, people can do this. I went back to grad school in my 30s for my master's degree, and I didn't finish my PhD till I was halfway through my 40s. So that to me has been the absolute greatest part of my work, is truly, like we said at the beginning of our time together, if I can do this, anybody can do it, and I'm here to help encourage individuals in that direction.
Well, and John, when you talk about it is expensive, the other part of this is that there are scholarships and there are money available, but people don't know about them. I don't know the specific number, but I often read how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars go rewarded each year because nobody has applied.
Yes.
So that's something I think that's just a valuable gem in itself, to know that there's help out there for people who don't have the funds.
Well, and I'm able, if anyone listening is interested in some of those tips, they're welcome to contact me. My contact information is on the website. I have a specified group of tips I can provide for financing your graduate education. So if that is of interest, please let me know.
And again, the website is gradschoolroadmap.com. The name of Dr. Don's book is Roadmap for Graduate Study, A Guide for Prospective Graduate Students. And there's, you know, what's wonderful about it, it's a very short book. It's like 100 pages.
That's right.
And I love books like this, especially in our high-tech world where we're busy, 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 busy. And, you know, sometimes, Don, when you get these huge books, like textbooks, they put you off. It's like, well, I don't even have time to read that. But yours is so readable, and you give a lot of kudos too. You know, it's like you guide people through the book step by step, and then you pat them on the back when they're admitted, and then you tell them what to do next, you know, how to be more successful at it. And if you don't get admitted, what do you do? How do you do an appeal process, you know, or what's the next step?
Right.
But, you know, getting back to coaching individual,
yes,
you know, the highest compliment to you is the fact that it is word of mouth, because this means that what you're doing is very effective and effective. Your students are really benefiting from it. And just knowing you, I know that your highest goal is always the student's interest. Whatever they want, that's what you want for them.
That is absolutely right. And I'm their biggest cheerleader.
Yes. And everybody, you know, this is something I tell people all the time when they're talking about living the dream. You know, after you dream the dream and you write the plan and you get the skills and you go into action, one of the most important things to have is you have to have a cheerleader. You have to have one person to be your guide on the side, one person who believes in you, that if you get off track will kind of bring you back, you know, and then you can believe in yourself and all the possibilities. So you obviously take people on that you know you'll be able to believe in, that you'll be able to guide, and that you're going to help them cross that finish line. And there is nothing better, is it?
There really isn't.
I know.
It's a form of giving I get more than I think they do. You always reap so much when you give. And that has been something that I've been fortunate to have the privilege of doing my entire career. And it is so rewarding and so amazing. And I just, again, want to say to anyone listening, in terms of graduate education, if this is something you want to do, you can do it. And if I can, you can. And if I can ever be of any help in that regard, I welcome the opportunity.
GradSchoolRoadmap.com is Dr. Don's website. You know, why don't you give a little bit of your background? Because when you say, if I can do it, you can do it, I'm sure people listening who have not read your book, they're thinking, right, of course. Well, he's a doctor. He has a master's and a PhD, and he's a dean. You know, he's been a dean for 28 years, and he was at the best colleges, Columbia and Chicago and Northwestern and Wheaton. Sure, it was easy for him. But see, that's not the whole story, and they don't know it yet. Well, do you mind sharing a little bit of it? Because
not at all. I'll try to do this as quickly as I can without boring your audience. But I really do feel so blessed on many levels. I grew up in an environment where education was not valued at all. In fact, it was viewed as very suspect. And my life was pretty well spelled out for me when I was a little kid. I was kind of programmed in a certain direction as far as what I was going to believe, what I was going to think, what I was going to say, what I was going to do with my career. My college choice was not my own. And when I came to my senior year of college, I knew that I wanted to go in a different direction than what had kind of been expected, but I honestly was at a loss for what might my next step be. And I'll be eternally grateful that one of the administrators at the college I was attending came to me and offered me a job as an admissions counselor. I had no idea what he was talking about at first. And when I actually, when I said, what would I be doing, the answer that he gave me was that they would give me a car. Well, that completely, I completely tuned out the rest of the job description. I was so fixated on having a car.
A car, right.
But I accepted the job, and I did that job for 2 years and fell in love with admissions work, and then decided I would pursue a graduate degree. And Wheaton College, where I ended up getting my master's in communications, a phenomenal program, they took a chance on me. I did not have a liberal arts background. I had not done that well academically. But here's my point. If I can do it, you can do it. I persuaded them to give me a chance. I basically said that. I'm asking you to give me a chance and show you what I can do. And they did. And I went out and ended up graduating with high honors. Wheaton offered me a job in the admissions office. I ended up being director of admissions there. And then the Northwestern University came along, then the University of Chicago, and then Columbia. But you would never connect the dots from where things started out in my life and, thankfully, where they ended up in terms of my career. And that's why I believe if you have a dream, if there's something you want to do, and it may be a little even different than what others are telling you you should do, hold to that dream. It is possible, and the universe will bring things together to enable you to do that. That has absolutely been my experience throughout my life.
And I agree with that so much. I mean, obviously, that's why you and I connect, because that's what Be the Star You Are is all about. It's about living the dream and holding to the dream and keeping it forefront and not giving up and taking a risk and going out on that limb, because that's where the fruit is. You know,
that's
nothing happens without hard work, and it was hard work for you. But, you know, the one thing that sticks out when you said to the school, please give me a chance, just let me prove myself. How do you feel today that students are being given that chance? There are so many young people out there today that have this feeling of entitlement. And I've had people say to me, oh, give me a chance and I'll prove myself. And they've fallen, you know, and I love to give people chances.
Yes.
But I do, I have a personal belief that there's something innate in somebody when they're really telling the truth and they really believe in it and they really want it and they're hungry, they will succeed. But they have to be willing to do the work. Nobody's going to hand it to you. And that's just my message, is don't expect something to be handed to you no matter what. You have to participate. Is that right, Don?
That is absolutely right. There is a part that you play in the success of your life, and that no one else can do for you. But I'm here to tell you that if you make the decision that you want to do something and you're willing to take the risk. You may not see, when I started my business 7 years ago, I didn't see where things would be today, how successful things would be with my speaking opportunities, my coaching opportunities, and how much that would grow. I didn't see all of that. I just believed that this was what I needed to do, and more than that, this is what I wanted to do, and I stepped out, and it's like the illustration with the car headlights, which I so love. A car's headlights will reveal about 200 to 250 feet ahead of you when you're using them at night when you drive. You can't see your end destination when you put your headlights on, when you're going somewhere. You can only see about 200 feet, but when you go that 200 feet, the next 200 feet or 250 feet is illuminated and so on. And I believe that's what following your dreams and working hard is about. Do what you can see that's illuminated in front of you for today or tomorrow. Maybe you have an application to complete. That's the first step. You don't know much beyond that, but you do know that you need to write an application or an essay or do some research on graduate school or fill out a scholarship application. Those things you know you need to do. And when you get admitted, you're going to have to go to class. You're going to have coursework you're going to have to do. There will be requirements of you. But keep doing that one day at a time, 1 week at a time. And when you get to that point, the next step will be available and on and on. That has been my life experience.
That is the best analogy. I love that headlight thing. I think that's so true. It reminds me of our miracle moment, our quote of the day today was, yard by yard, life is hard, inch by inch, life's a cinch. And I believe that because, you know, it's just like planting a garden or building a house. I mean, if you look at the whole big picture, you can get overwhelmed. I mean, you have to look at the big
picture.
Absolutely. But then you got to break it down into steps, and you have to just say, I'm only going to tackle this today, you know, and this is what I'm
going to
get done.
We may not know how we're going to do everything at the moment, but we can know that we're going to do it. And to me, that's the confidence, that's the stepping out on faith, that's the taking the risk, stepping out on the limb. And to your wonderful illustration, Cynthia, when you get there, the fruit will be there.
Yes, the fruit is there, always. And
absolutely.
I just one last question. Now
yes.
That you're coaching people all over the world and you've got Africa coming up, are you finding you're traveling there? Are you doing a lot of coaching via Skype, via phone, email, technology? I mean, technology has changed so much. It's amazing. It's really, it's made our world so small that we can work with people everywhere.
Well, I so appreciate your asking that. And the answer is all of the above. I meet with students in person. I work with them on the phone, via email, via Skype. I even do texting with a few of them from time to time. So the student I'm working with from Africa, I'm working with them on Skype, and it's been perfect. It's been great. So there's any option that works best for my students, my coaching clients works for me.
Technology has just really, really helped people grow. I know, Be the Star You Are, we have volunteers in something like 70 countries now. I mean, and,
oh,
you know,
that's fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
that
they're
is
doing,
wonderful.
Yeah, because you can do all these things. You can do a lot, you know, you can do research, you can do book reviews, you can do all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Through technology. You don't have to be in person. So it's exciting how close we've become. Well, Dr. Dawn, it's always so great to talk to you. I want to give you a website again. GradSchoolRoadmap.com. The book is Roadmap for Graduate Study, A Guide for Prospective Graduate Students. It's in its seventh year. 7 years ago, last month, Don and I met for the first time and gave him his first radio interview. And look at where he is today. I mean, you're the graduate coach to the world. I love it. Talk
I'm
about
very,
expertise.
Very blessed.
You are blessed, but you bless so many, Don, and that's why I'm so grateful to have you in my life. So,
and I to have you in mine, I say this right back to you. You've been a blessing to thousands. I wish you many, many more happy anniversaries and could not be more thrilled that I could share this one with you.
We will have to have you back on our 20th anniversary.
There we go. It's a done deal.
Hey, we love it. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Go to Dr. Don's website, and that is gradschoolroadmap.com. and pick up a copy of the book, Roadmap for Graduate Study, A Guide for Prospective Graduate Students. You will not be disappointed. Stay with me when we come back from break. We're going to give kids a boost with books because there are pages for the ages. Don, thank you. We'll be in touch. And
yes, we will. Take good care. Thanks, and all the best, Cynthia, to you and to your wonderful audience.
Thank you. Keep empowering the world.
All right.
It gives us a glow all over. And happy anniversary to you with 7.
Thank you so very much.
We'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Cynthia Bryan, the show Star Style. Be the star you are. We're coming to you live on the Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel. Be right back. Don't go away.
You are the star you are. Be the star you are. You are the star.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Business Bites. Here's Cynthia Bryan.
Whatever your goal, go for it. All things, even what seems impossible, can be accomplished when you take a few important steps. Visualize the prize. Identify a specific goal and imagine yourself achieving it in every detail. For example, if you want to be a professional speaker, see yourself speaking to thousands of people, making a difference in their lives. Write down your visualizations. Repeat them to yourself every day. As you do, your belief and your confidence will grow. Choose a role model. Inspirational role models demonstrate possibilities and provide invaluable sources for motivation, strength, and hope. Keep reminders of your goals and dreams on cards and put them where you'll see them often, like the refrigerator, the dashboard, mirrors, your computer. And pick yourself up after a setback. See mistakes as opportunities to learn and develop new strategies. Mistakes are inevitable, they're valuable, and they're essential for growth. And most of all, remember you are the star of your own performance. Turn your passions into profits. I'm Cynthia Bryan with another Business Bite from Star Style. For more information, go to starstyleradio.com or visit 925-377-7827.
Be the star you are. Light up the flame that burns.
Make a world of difference in a world of differences when you support Be the Star You Are 501c3, a literacy and positive media charity dedicated to empowering women, families, and youth. Visit BeTheStarYouAre.org to make a tax-deductible donation today. Everyone counts. Donate today. BeTheStarYouAre.org.
Be the lucky star you
your energy and jumpstart your dreams with positive, life-changing interviews and star-studded conversations on our award-winning program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are, hosted by the passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the power party.
Find all you need in a light that shines.
Well, thanks for staying with us here on our 17th anniversary of Be the Star You Are charity, where our motto is to be a leader, you must be a reader. Read, lead, succeed. And with that, we want to give kids a boost with books. You can tell a lot from giving a toddler a book. Does he open it? Does she hold it? They turn the pages. These are actions that build on early literacy skills, and they're essential to children's success once they get to school. And parents can model these skills from the start because parents really are their children's first and best teacher. They play the biggest role of all, more than any early childhood education centers, more than the school system, and more than anything else. So children learn to talk and read when people talk to them and read to them. So just 5 or 10 minutes a day will really do it. And parents role modeling and valuing literacy at home will activate the interest of the child, create a cornerstone of future successful learning by reading to your child daily and showing your interest in it. When kids and parents are engaged in literary activities together, it strengthens the family unit. It builds blocks which facilitate the development of language, reading, and writing skills. You know, and about one-third of children entering kindergarten lack language skills that they need to learn to read, and that's according to the research published in American Academy of Pediatrics. So while some kids may catch up, those who don't catch up by third grade, they struggle throughout school and sometimes beyond. So research has shown that people with low literacy skills have less knowledge about disease and preventative health than those with stronger literary skills. So that means higher rates of hospitalization, more difficulty managing chronic health problems. And it's really important that we give a prescription for reading, because the first few months and years of life, they offer a wonderful opportunity to build connections in children's brains, and these can be reinforced for a lifetime. So it doesn't matter what you read, but do read to your kids. And just so you know, coming up on September 26th, as part of our outreach program, we have three sponsors of the Pear Festival: Michael Verbrugge Construction, Children's Success Unlimited, and La Mirinda Weekly, and we will be giving away complimentary books. Please go to starstyleradio.net and check on events, and we will see you there, and you can pick up a book for your loved one and read it to them. Thanks for being great listeners and celebrating our 17th anniversary of Be the Star You Are with us today. Please consider making a donation in honor of this real big milestone. Go to bethestaryouare.org, click on donate, or you can go to btsya.com or .org. My aim is always to encourage, inspire, inform, amuse, and motivate you. I want you to see beyond your physical being and know that you are already the star that you've dreamed of becoming, that you can live your dreams, that you can cherish the past, dream of the future. But we really want you to celebrate today. And of course, read a book this week. A book is like a garden in your pocket. And for those of you contemplating graduate study, pick up Roadmap for Graduate Study. You will not be disappointed. So remember to live your dreams, speak as if they already exist, and act as if they already exist. And until next week, when we play again here on our Power Playground, remember, love always wins, kindness always prevails, and smiles will keep you happy. My name is Cynthia Bryan for Star Style, thanking you and encouraging you to be the star you are. Have a wonderful week of dreaming, creating, inspiring, and please make a difference. I'll talk to you next week and celebrate all week. Thanks for joining me.
Be the star you are. The star you are. Be the star you are. You are.
It's been a pleasure bringing you our life-changing program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We have you on our radar as it's our goal to inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you to be the star you were born to be. For more information, visit www.starstyleradio.com. And to make a donation to the charity, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. Ignite the flame that burns brightly within. Take charge of your life and coach yourself to success with our dynamic hosts, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another serving of champagne for the spirit and a power boost to live with Star Style. Until we celebrate together next week, be the star you are.